Chengdu is known as a city of writers, with an especially strong community of poets, and we wondered whether last week's earthquake had already started filtering into poetry. Well, it has. 45-year-old He Xiaozhu is a full-time writer in Chengdu. He was working on a novel on the second floor of a tea house when the earthquake hit. Yesterday, he completed a poem about the earthquake. It's titled Elegy. We'll have an English translation in a moment. First, though, here is He Xiaozhu reading his poem in Chinese.
天下不可测，汶川之上的月亮仍然是一个问号。余震绵延至成都，悲哀波及半个地球。凝固成冰的眼泪，让烛光去融化。孩子们，坐上蒲公英，排队到天国。
Thousands upon thousands of anguished cries returning to silence and tranquility. Heavenly acts cannot be predicted. The moon over Wenchuan still a question mark. Aftershocks extend to Chengdu. Sorrow engulfs half the world. Tears turn to ice. Let candlelight melt them away. Children climb on a dandelion and line up for heaven. That's the poem Elegy, written by He Xiaozhu of Chengdu. He says he wrote the poem both for those who died and also for himself, as a way of releasing what has been collecting in his heart.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.